everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the greatest podcast of all time, What's Funny Anyway? In this episode, we will look at the cultural phenomenon memes. I'm sure that most of you probably have heard of memes before. We will shed some light on the questions, what is a meme? What is the history of memes? Why are memes produced and who even produces them? However, I will not dive into these questions by myself, of course, as usual. Today, I have the help of three wonderful friends of mine, Aziza, Zimon, and Isabel. Hey guys, it's so nice to have you here on my podcast. And because it is for all three of you the first time on here, you may introduce yourselves to the listeners so they can get to know you a little better.
Hi, Mila and dear podcast listeners. I am Aziza, 23 years old, a student at HHU, and probably like most of you, always happy to see a funny meme.
Hi Mila, hello to all of our listeners. My name is Simon and I want to tell you something about my experience with creating memes today.
Hello Mila and all listeners. I'm Isabel, I'm 20 years old and I study linguistics and history at the HHU. And I'm very happy to be here today and talk a bit about memes.
All right, so let's get to our first question. Aziza, I'm going to ask you first. How would you define a meme? Like, are there any specific features?
First of all, thanks again for having me, Mila. Well, defining a meme, that should be easy as we are all fond of them these days. But the more I think about it, the more I notice their versatility. So the easiest thing I can do to answer your question is to look at the common features of these sometimes very different memes. Clearly, the most important feature of a meme is that it has to entertain the viewer in a humorous way. In order to do so, a platform is needed so that a meme can reach people. And where do we go to see a meme? Right, the internet. Especially on social media, memes can spread like a wildfire. Like toddlers, internet users want to share memes, as if to say, look, look, I find that funny, laugh with me. But what is so funny, meme content-wise? Like I said, that can vary a lot. But the essence of a traditional meme, I would say, is a funny picture with a caption. Since that is pretty simple and straightforward, memes can thematize anything. Memes can appeal to a very broad viewership if they are, for example, about a current trending event and therefore likely to reach many people with common knowledge. You could say a meme has inside joke qualities. Yet still, they can be more niche and be about books, series, movies, or real experiences only a certain viewership knows about. Fact is, memes are nothing without social interaction. And as we change, our means of communication change. Media and language change, and I think so do memes. At the moment, I think the definition of a meme is expanding because memes not only appear in picture format, but also with additional sounds, for example. I am even tempted to call a few videos memes now.
Thanks, Aziza. I think you gave us a pretty good idea of what a meme is. However, I'm going to give an official definition just for the record. And I'm quoting from Linda Verzi's research paper, Makes a Meme Instead a Concise History of Internet Memes. And she says, an internet meme, more commonly known simply as a meme, is an idea, behavior, image, or style that is spread via the internet, often through social media platforms. What is considered a meme may vary across different communities on the internet and is subject to change over time. Traditionally, they were a concept or catchphrase, but the concept has since become broader and more multifaceted, evolving to include more elaborate structures such as challenges, GIFs, videos, and viral sensations. So, now that we have set the record straight on the definition of a meme, we'll move on to the history and for what For that, we will ask our history expert, Isabel, who is currently in her fourth semester of history studies. So, Isabel, how long do you think have memes been around?
Hello, everyone. I think this question is very difficult to answer because obviously the memes we know today are a very modern phenomenon. But as Aziza said, if you look at it more closely, memes are basically just inside jokes that any group of informed people can understand and have a laugh about, and they can appear in various forms. This concept you can find at every point in human history. For example, the Romans did a lot of humorous graffitis about many different things, like lighthearted jokes or political happenings. Since the Middle Ages and in the modern era, there have been leaflets with political jokes, satire, or other funny content. Especially caricatures have always been a thing and are a big tradition. I think these examples had and have similar functions to what memes have for us today. The innovations of radio and television have brought even more such cases. Typical sentences or aspects of shows became known in society and jokes about them were created. The new media enabled people to invent these new jokes and share them with a lot more people. I think this is how the memes we know today have developed. All in all, I think various variations of memes have existed for a very long time. The memes we know today are just a modern version of them.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you're making a very important point, mainly being that memes didn't actually start with the internet, which was actually really surprising to me at the beginning. And I'm sure that most of the listeners think is actually surprising as well. It is difficult to identify the first meme. However, the British evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins is credited with introducing the term in his 1976 book, The Selfish Gene. And a meme was, according to Dawkins, analogous to a phoneme, which is the smallest unit of sound in speech. However, like many words in the English language, words undergo a semantic shift, and so did the word meme. And Professor Conrad says that humans have used memes to communicate for as long as they have used any symbolic system. And Andrew Price, the head of content at memes.com, agreed and states that Mr. Dawkins only coined the term for something that's existed literally forever. And a meme is just an idea that rips through the public consciousness. So I think it's actually really fascinating that they have been around for so long. And obviously, I'm sure most of the listeners and we as well all receive and or send memes to our friends, but who actually produces memes and why are they actually produced? Zeman can give us more insight on this topic since he manages the Instagram page of the FC Koenigkeker and produces the memes for their page. So, all right, Zeman, tell us a little bit about your experiences.
Yeah, thank you, Miller. I think I will start by giving some background information on the creation of the Instagram page first. So the FC Koenigkeker is a football team in which I am also a player. We play in the Uniliga of the University Düsseldorf, and the team has actually already been existing since 2018. I just recently joined as I'm in my second year of studying at the Heinrich Heine University, and also due to COVID, the Uniliga had to be cancelled in 2020 and 2021. Right after joining, I noticed on my Instagram Explore page that other teams from the league were already pretty active on social media, and I then asked my teammates if they would appreciate me creating an account for us too. It basically was important for us that we would gain some popularity across the university to attract new spectators for our games. And that is why I chose the path of humor through memes. In the beginning, I used the meme format to introduce our team and our sponsors. And that concept seemed to work quite well as we quickly gained subscribers and likes. Now, most of our memes are targeted towards our opponents in order to make fun of them in a friendly undertone, obviously. None of them are offensive in any way, but still have a humorous effect. And it works the other way around as well. Other teams also realized that memes are a way to communicate not only with their own supporters, but also with the opponent. It is actually helpful for the growth of our fan base too, as we have people subscribe to other teams' accounts, checking out our posts and stories. So yeah, I definitely say that the main purpose of memes online is to create a humorous exchange between creators and followers that goes beyond the meme itself. It also takes place in the comment section, or in our case, in face-to-face conversations with fans and opponents, where I actually received some positive feedback already. As I mentioned, for us, the use of this format also brought attention in especially the beginnings of our social media presence. As Isabel already mentioned, memes are usually inside jokes that a certain group is able to understand. However, what I'm trying to do is to give new followers enough background information with every post, for example, by adding a caption to the memes. This is significant for attracting new people to our page, which otherwise would leave them confused.
Thank you, Simon. And I can obviously confirm that the memes are very funny because I actually follow the FC Koine Kick on Instagram as a number one fan, and I think you should definitely too. But yeah, I think Isabel wants to give us a little bit of a summary of what we have just talked about. So go ahead.
I think all in all, we can say that memes are constantly evolving mediums. They usually have somehow humorous content and are often inside jokes of people who have the knowledge about a specific topic. Concluding from that, you could argue that varieties of memes have always existed in human societies. They are a medium of entertainment that connects people with one another. Memes can create a platform for communication and are therefore a very social phenomenon.
Yes, thank you very much, Isabel, for this very accurate summary. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, we have sadly arrived at the end of our podcast episode. And I would like to thank my guests, Simon, Isabel, and Aziza, for being on today's episode. And of course, for their lovely and very helpful contributions. And make sure to tune in into next week's episode, where we will talk about...